So the Greens are promising the biggest shake-up of the welfare system in a generation. They want to boost every benefit by 20% and get rid of all obligations of a beneficiary. That would mean no drug testing, no need to prove people are looking for work. Co-leader Materia Toure says it's about making the system fair.
The sanctions that New Zealanders face when they're on benefits, and only when they're on benefits, are discriminatory at best, and at worst they are lethal.
Finance Minister Stephen Joyce, though, not a fan.
We've made very good progress in getting people off benefits and into work. We're down to levels of benefit dependence of 20 years ago, and the changes that the Greens would be making would actually make it more likely that people end up on benefits and stay there longer.
As the policy was announced, Toure made a startling admission that she lied to work an income while on a benefit. When she was a young single mother, she claimed she lived alone when she didn't, so her accommodation supplement wouldn't be cut. She admits she could be charged, but it doesn't bother her.
Either you tell the lie or you don't pay your rent. You tell the lie or you don't give the food to feed your kids. These are not choices anybody should have to make ever in this country.
So what do we make of her admission and indeed of the policy? Beneficiary advocate Kay Brereton is with me. And morning, Kay. Thank you.
Good morning,
What Larry. Do you make of the policy? Is it the right approach?
I think it is the right approach. I think that we've taken a punitive approach to welfare, which assumes that people on welfare are greedy. In fact, I think the people making the rules might be greedy and might be thinking from their own, this is what I'd do if I was there. But the people I meet on welfare are not greedy. They do want jobs and they need to move into generally part-time and casual work, which the benefit system doesn't support.
Does it assume that they're greedy or does it just, the policy just says, well, actually there should be some obligations for the taxpayer support?
Well, there should be obligations for all kinds of taxpayer support, and that we're talking about Materia having maybe not told the truth to work and income at some stage, but then we've got a Prime Minister who didn't tell the truth when he was receiving an accommodation benefit from
Yeah,
Parliament.
All right. Well, I think they're two different things, but we'll talk about the fraud in a moment. But does such a policy increasing the benefits by 20%, doesn't that encourage more dependency?
I don't think so. I think that it means that people could actually be well enough and fit enough and being looking after themselves to be in a position to take up work when it's available. Right at the moment, I see people on benefits who are starving, who are homeless, because they haven't got enough money. When you haven't got enough money, you actually can't look for a job. You're not an attractive employee. You're not going to come to work and be productive.
You think more handouts is the answer to reducing welfare?
I wouldn't call this a handout. I would call it actually adequate.
Well, it's welfare, isn't it? Do you believe that will reduce welfare or will it extend it?
I think it'll improve it. I don't think it'll extend it. I think it will improve it so that people can actually move off it instead of being stuck in a trap.
Do you think that beneficiaries should have obligations?
I actually think that all people in society have obligations. Beneficiaries are among them, and I don't think that we need to have sanctions. And I mean, what is the point of taking half of someone's money away when they haven't got enough money anyway? How is that going to make them get a job?
Surely you should have to have the obligation of actually looking for work. That's a reasonable obligation, isn't it?
And people are looking for work whether they've got that obligation or not.
Yes, but they should have to prove that obligation, that they are working for work, shouldn't they?
And do the public actually believe that the way the obligations and the sanctions regime works really achieves that? Because I don't. I don't believe that it achieves that. It's a silly little game that people have to play. They have to go in and see their case manager every week or so. They maybe have to show some jobs they've applied for. Some case managers will believe them, some won't. It's a game. It's not as real as it's made out to be.
And what about Materia Toure and the benefit fraud lying to WINS? What do you make of that?
Well, I think it's very brave of her to come forward and say that. In terms of benefit fraud, not admitting how many people in your house is very much at the low end. And like I say, it's not very much different to something that happened a few years ago in terms of parliamentary allowances.
You think she should have to pay it back, Kay?
I think that is up to the Ministry of Social Development, not my call.
Thank you very much for coming on the program. Appreciate it. That is beneficiary advocate Kay Brereton.